So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, it is Tommy Freedom, and it's great to be back with you for another 30 minutes. I had several things happen since I talked to you last week I want to go over. First and foremost, I want to go over the Mueller report. Now, his testimony was all over the board. I mean, sporadic to say the least. Now, the whole time that he was speaking, he sounded extremely nervous. Did you pick up on this, folks? I'm not going to bother to play it for you because I know you've heard it. Now, this was just like when he released the Mueller report. The man sounded like he was extremely nervous to be speaking in front of these people. And it just didn't really make any sense to me until his testifying this time. His testimony this time kind of shed a little bit of light on this. Let me go over some of these things here and then tell you what I think is really going on. He was unable to recall many parts of this report that he supposedly wrote. And I don't think he wrote it. Just as many people are saying, I think he was nothing but a figurehead, and he put his name to it. It may even have been like It Takes a Village by Hillary Clinton, where she never even bothered to read the thing until she was starting to read passages from it, and it sounded like she was reading this for the very first time. Well, this whole report seemed to have the same feel to me. He didn't feel familiar with it. And there's really no way that he could have written all that stuff and the amount of time that he had. Obviously, he had help. The question is, how much help did he have? Did he even write this thing at all, or did he simply put his name to it? Because the whole idea in having Robert Mueller in this investigation was to make it appear to be more professional, because he was such a man of integrity that being involved with this and overseeing it and doing all this stuff actually lent credence to the fact that this thing was actually supposed to be legitimate. And it was not. We all know that. But going back through what he was saying, he was unable to recall many parts of this. And amazingly, the whole thing that made this report even come about was the whole Steele dossier that was funded by Fusion GPS. And he claimed he had no idea who Fusion GPS was. Now, that seemed a little fishy at first, because obviously that report is what the FISA court used to start this whole investigation. And he had no idea who Fusion GPS was? Well, that's kind of like Ronald Reagan, when he was being questioned about the whole Iran-Contra affair, saying, "Well, I don't remember." And the man probably didn't, because he was having the early stages of Alzheimer's. So, as this continues to go on, many, many times Robert Mueller actually seemed confused. Could you repeat the question? And simple stuff. And then it really started to dawn on me. Could this man be in the early stages of Alzheimer's or dementia? And then the more I thought about it was, let's go back to the way that he sounded, his nervousness. Was he really nervous? No, he couldn't have been, not after all those years of being in public. However, it could be an indicator of Parkinson's, because he wouldn't be able to breathe regularly. It would give the impression that perhaps he was nervous when he was really just trying to focus on his breathing. That's exactly what he sounded like. And if you look at people who have Parkinson's, they do have some things that indicate they might have Alzheimer's or dementia, the way they're acting, not being able to remember, but at the same time, they have the physical attributes, not being able to control themselves, jerky motions like Michael J. Fox has, but also the trouble breathing regularly. And now, I think that that's what the problem is. The man is in the early stages of not Alzheimer's or dementia, but he's coming down with Parkinson's. And this is ironic because Butch Reno ended up contracting Parkinson's, which was very, very fitting for her. But either way, this man is ruined, because this is how people are going to remember him. He's become a laughingstock. Now, the Democrats wanted him to testify because they were positive that there was something that he was going to talk about that just wasn't included in the report, that was damning evidence that they were just going to have to impeach Donald Trump, and it didn't work. And the Republicans were wanting this as well for the reasons that they used to make this guy look like an idiot. And they were very successful. The man does look like an idiot, and he's ruined publicly from here on out. This is how people are going to remember him, not being able to recall things. Now, possibly down the road, if it turns out he does have Parkinson's, maybe they'll feel a little bit sorry for him, but he doesn't have the image that he did. His image is gone. It's tarnished. It's broken. It's over. He can never be looked at and trusted again, because people are always going to see this. And it's a shame, because I do think at one time he really actually meant well. It's just that he's a never-Trumper, which turned him to the dark side. He may still be a Republican, but taking the side of the Democrats in this, he blew it big time. And still, you have Schumer, Nadler, and Schiff still calling for impeachment. There's nothing there. Mueller could not testify to anything that was impeachable because it doesn't exist. And as much as he wanted to let them take the ball and do that, there was just nothing there. He couldn't make stuff up. He knows that he's under scrutiny, and he has already gotten himself in some hot water here if people want to pursue this, because he has said different things while under oath. He's contradicted himself numerous times. Again, this may be due to the Parkinson's, but it's happened. So all of his testimony is untrustworthy. But you still have Schiff, Nadler, and Schumer on this impeachment bandwagon, saying now more than ever, this proves that there were impeachable offenses committed, that Trump obstructed justice, and he didn't. This whole thing is a farce, and the public knows it. 48% of the American people don't want to see Donald Trump impeached. My God, when are these people going to realize this? They are living on Fantasy Island. They just don't get it. In their minds, they really think that there's something there, and they're going hell-bent for leather here, trying to prove something that doesn't exist. And it's going to reflect very badly for them in the 2020 elections next year. There's just no way around it. This is over. It's done with. Let it go. But nope, they're still going to be out there beating a dead horse, trying to prove something that is unprovable because it's not there. And once again, let me reiterate, if these fools make the mistake of trying to impeach Donald Trump, they are going to open one hell of a can of worms. The sleeping giant will awaken. The British, the Germans, and the Japanese all found out the hard way what happens when you upset the American people. And the socialists are about to have their ass handed to them. Ever do something just really dumb without intending to, like turning on the washing machine, adding the detergent, and then instead of letting it fill up so you could soak the clothes, shut the lid without realizing it, come back and check on it 15 minutes later and find out that you have washed absolutely nothing? Yeah, because I just did it. Anyway, I want to talk to you now about the border. Well, specifically the border wall. because Donald Trump just got a huge victory in court the other day. The Supreme Court ruled that the $2.5 billion that he had diverted from other federal projects could be used. Let me tell you something, folks. Donald Trump is an incredibly patient man, and we have all been very patient with this. Well, not really, but you understand who slow and steady wins the race. We know we're going to win all these things when they come to the Supreme Court. But it's taking a lot of valuable time, and the liberals know this, which is the whole point. And it's to do nothing but interfere with anything that the man tries to do. We could have used all this time for much, much better things, like abolishing the Federal Reserve, putting us back on the gold and silver standards, getting us out of the UN. Really, really good stuff. But instead, they tie everything up with these nonsensical lawsuits. And this last one was brought by the Sierra Club, claiming it was going to block views and the animals couldn't get here and there. And it's just completely stupid. But they were told in no uncertain terms that they did not have the authority to bring about that lawsuit. And the Supreme Court did rule 6-5, obviously with the Republicans in charge, that money can be used to go towards building the wall, which is absolutely awesome. $2.5 million. Amazing. Now, this money was already approved by Congress to go to the Pentagon, and all he did was redirect it to go to the Mexican border wall. Now, the lawmakers refused to provide the funding, but he was able to get it anyway, and they didn't like it. So this was a big victory, and Donald Trump actually tweeted out, "Wow, big victory on the wall. The United States Supreme Court overturns lower court injunction, allows southern border wall to proceed. Big win for border security and the rule of law." Now, there was a brief order explaining the court's decision, and it said that the government made a sufficient showing that the groups challenging the decision did not have grounds to bring a lawsuit. Well, the lower courts knew that, but they let it go anyway, just to tie Donald Trump up. "Today's decision to permit the diversion of military funds for border wall construction will wall off and destroy communities, public lands, and waters in California, New Mexico, and Arizona," said Gloria Smith, an attorney with environmental group the Sierra Club, which is the one who sued to block the funding. Now, it came in a highly unusual move back there in February. I think it was the 15th. Yeah, Valentine's Day, or the day after Valentine's Day. Trump declared a national emergency to fund the wall without congressional approval because they were stonewalling him. And it was an action the Democrats said exceeded his powers under the U.S. Constitution and usurped the authority of Congress. No, had they done their damn job, it wouldn't have needed to have been done. And the administration has said it plans to redirect $6.5 billion from the Departments of Defense and Treasury towards wall construction under the emergency declaration after failing to convince Congress to provide the money, which included the $2.5 billion in Pentagon funding. Congress earlier had failed to provide $5.7 billion in wall funding that had been demanded by Donald Trump in a showdown in which the president triggered that 35-day partial shutdown of the federal government that ended back in January. If they'd have left it alone, if they had just kept their mouths shut, $5.7 billion would have gone towards the wall. Now he's got 2.5 plus an additional 6.7. Math is horrible here. What's that? 9.3 almost, yeah, close to $10 billion? Just under $10 billion? No, 9.3, just under $9.5 billion. Anyway, it's a lot of damn money. Almost double what he would have gotten had they just shut up and let him do what he wanted. Now, if you remember, Donald Trump had made that border wall a major campaign promise back in 2016, folks. You know, that's part of his whole hardline immigration stance, and they're central to him getting reelected in 2020. So being able to follow through on this is a huge, huge win for not only Donald Trump, but for the American public as well. We need that wall built. We need it built now. Every day, more and more people are streaming across our unprotected borders. They're human trafficking. They're bringing drugs. They're criminals. They're coming here. Now, we have the numbers of the people who are being detained every day. Those are the ones that are being caught. That does not come anywhere near close to including those who sneak through every day. And it is a serious, serious situation. Now, $9 billion, and I think initially I said $2.5 million, I meant $2.5 billion, but you knew that. But $9 billion is going to fund many, many hundreds of miles of that fence. I don't know what it comes out to. I know it's a couple million, several million dollars per mile. So $9 billion will add many hundreds of miles, and we need it. We need that border sealed. We need it sealed off now. These people need to stop dragging their feet and realize they're going to lose the elections anyway. They'd better start doing what they can to get on the public's good side. And first and foremost, to get on the public's good side is, well, to stop trying to impeach Trump, but to get that wall built, because that's what we want. Doesn't matter what they want, it's what we want. They did not elect themselves to office. We did. Well, we didn't elect them, their own ilk did, but you know what I'm saying. And if they want to get reelected, they damn sure better understand that the majority of Americans want that wall built. We want to stop the influx of illegal immigration, and we want it stopped now. We're winning this, folks, and it's finally becoming obvious to everyone in this country what the progressive left has done and what they are doing and continuing to do. And it's winning us over a lot of people from the other side. Gotta take a quick break. I'll be back in a couple of minutes, so stick around.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
From electric outages to the zombie apocalypse, get your survival tips from Prepper Bob. He's the world's biggest Boy Scout, and he's only right here. Only on the Prepper Bob Show, and only on KKKRadio.com. That's the Prepper Bob Show. Check your local listings at KKKRadio.com. And remember to always be prepared.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Georgetown Law Professor Louis Michael Seidman says that the U.S. Constitution is archaic and downright evil. And people like this are teaching in America's law schools? It's frightening. Well, here's your chance to listen to one attorney who stands on principle and fights for the dreams of freedom-loving Americans. Listen to Jason Robb, host of Cross Examine, each week right here on KKK Radio.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. talk to you now a little bit about Ilhan Omar and the rest of the Goon Squad. Now, generally they call them a squad, but they're a Goon Squad. We all know who they are, what they are, and what they represent. But Ilhan Omar did something that is coming back to bite her. Now, we all have skeletons in our closet, but you gotta understand that when you run for office, they're going to be found. I found that out the hard way. Something I had done previously came back to bite me in the butt. Well, something that she did is coming back to bite her in the butt, folks, and it may actually get her arrested. You see, Ilhan Omar committed immigration fraud by marrying her own brother. Now, this is not kissing her brother like, what's her name? I can't even think, did, but who? Oh, Angelina Jolie. Yes, thank you, George. I don't know. I was drawing a blank there for a minute. This isn't just simply kissing your brother like Angelina Jolie did. She actually married her own brother. Now, as sick and twisted as that is, there's something even worse going on. See, she came here as a child legally. She was able to get in. Her brother didn't qualify for some reason, which shows you how bad he actually was. If she's this bad, imagine how bad her brother was. So what she did was she married him so that he could come here as her husband, and he went to some university. I don't know where he went. It's not really important. Actually, it's amazing that he actually had the intelligence to go to a university, but anyway, what she did was immigration fraud, because if you marry someone for the sole purpose of bringing them here with no intention of having a real relationship, which obviously she didn't, that's a felony. And it's punishable by 5 years in prison, up to a $250,000 fine, or both. Now, to top this all off, the icing on the cake is that at the time, she was living with the guy who is currently her husband. So, isn't there something in Sharia law about cohabitation when you're not married, and having sex when you're not married, committing adultery? Don't you, like, lose body parts for that? Maybe your head or something else? Yeah, so why isn't the Muslim community all in a tizzy about that? There's some food for thought. Now here's something else to think about. Ilhan Omar, along with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the other two from the Goon Squad, I can never remember their names. It's not important. Well, that shows you how insignificant they are. I can't even remember their names. Have formed the Congressional Muslim Caucus. Now, there's no Christian caucus, there's no Jewish caucus. There is, however, the Congressional Black Caucus, though. See where this is going? See, they are trying to get themselves inserted as a recognized minority to gain status in Congress. That's extremely dangerous. Now, we've seen where this has gone with the Black Caucus, the way they run their mouths and make demands. Now, with this Muslim caucus in place, you're going to start to see the same thing happening. And make no mistake, folks, it will not be long. It's only a matter of time before they start demanding Sharia law. Maybe not all over, maybe not at first. Maybe they'll call for allowing it to happen in small pockets in certain cities, the way it started in Europe, and then to eventually allow it to happen anywhere. You have your choice to live under U.S. law or Sharia law. That's where it's going. And then eventually, Sharia law only, as this nation falls. That's their goal. It's not going to happen. We will never allow that to happen, not in this country, which is exactly why they want to take our guns away. Because they know as long as we're armed, their dream of this dystopian society where no one owns any property, where no one has any rights, that's what they envision for us. We're never going to allow it to happen. That's what makes Americans different from every other country on the face of this earth. We are born with that love for freedom in our blood. The problem, however, is that with all of these scumbags that are being allowed to come into this country, and those particularly who are sneaking in, are diluting that because they don't feel that way. They don't love this country. They hate this country. They hate what it stands for. And it just makes no sense to me. I've discussed this with you before. If your country was so damn great, why did you come here? No, you left your country because it stinks. And you're trying to get away from that. But as soon as you come over here, you try and instill those same values on us. Can it really be? Or perhaps is it that those who are coming over here and acting that way are actually paid to do so? Could they really be subversive agents who are sent over here to try and undermine this country? That would not surprise me in the least. They're getting ready to make their move. It's not far off at all. And I really say it can't happen fast enough. I say bring it on. Because the faster they learn their lesson, the faster the world is going to learn their lesson. You know, there's signs all over the place alongside the interstate everywhere in Texas. There's bumper stickers that say, don't mess with Texas. Now, see, we used to have the same feeling here, don't mess with the U.S., and that's gone away. The world no longer respects us. They think they can do anything they want to us and get away with it, that they can undermine our values. What they need is a good old-fashioned ass-kicking to put them in their place and make them realize that they can't mess with us. They're there to respect us, not to interfere with us. Folks, after the Second World War, this country had respect everywhere in the world. And people like Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, LBJ, they all took us down the rabbit hole. This country no longer respects us. If they fail in their attempt to take this country away from us, the entire world will witness the results. And once again, they will respect and fear us. We must take this country back from the jaws of death. We must bring it back from the mouth of hell. We must become the mighty 600. We need a new charge of the Light Brigade, or in our case, the White Brigade. Either way, we need to take this country back. We need to bring it back from the brink of the giant abyss that it's about to tumble into if we don't. But I don't think that as Americans, we will ever allow that to happen. At least not unless we are so completely overrun with so-called minorities that they totally outnumber us. But even so, as long as we have the guns, we have the power, we have the upper hand, and we must use that upper hand to take this nation back to the free country that it used to be. And on that note, my time is up for this week, folks. So until next week, stay clean, stay sober, stay awake, stay free, stay alive, but most importantly, stay tuned, because I'll be back. Till next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.